Welcome to Sermons from First Presbyterian Church, Palo Alto. Each week, we share a recording of the Sunday sermon, offering theologically progressive, social justice-oriented reflections grounded in Scripture and what's happening in our lives and in the world. Most weeks, the sermon is preached by our pastor, the Reverend Tom Harris, and from time to time, we're joined by guest preachers. The following is a short message by Reverend Harris on May 3rd about where the First Presbyterian Congregation is called in the future. This was offered in context of our annual meeting and celebration of ministry. Reverend Harris shares the key activities and qualities of the church now and where we might be called together in the future.
So I hope you will read this. I mean, this is an amazing report. This is all the people who put the time in to write these reports and to document what we have been as a church over the past year and to look ahead to what we will be in the coming year. I'll be brief, but I do want to do a little bit of vision casting just for a moment. First of all, I think that what we do as a church comes down to four things. That's probably oversimplified, but I'll put it this way. Quality worship with hospitality is one. That we come together and I do the best I can on giving a meaningful sermon, and Andy does the best that he can on providing fantastic music and coordinating and training the choir, and everybody chips in. The quality of the worship service is key to the success of our church. But that needs to have the hospitality element. So it can't be a clique, it can't be a club. When people walk in who are new and visitors, they have to be greeted warmly by the ushers and by every member of the church. It has to be a welcoming, open space to come and engage with this incredible experience that we're trying to create every Sunday. Second, to care for one another. So the relationships that we build with one another, the ways that we get to know each other, the ways we check on each other's family or when individuals are hurting, the care and compassion team, that we are a caring community here within ourselves. So we're welcoming people in for an inspiring experience, and then we're creating community to care for each other. And then third, that community is ultimately based in this vision of the kingdom of God, the idea that every single person on this earth is created in the image of God, and that we are envisioning what we are trying to do here as what could be done in the entire world, that the entire world should live by treating every human being on earth with dignity and respect and being sure that everybody's treated equally. So that DNA of this congregation of social justice is a third piece. If you take all those three together, you can get evangelical, which is the fourth piece. And I don't mean evangelical by trying to convert people to Christianity or convert people to agree to a particular doctrine. I mean evangelical about what happens here on Sunday morning and what happens in this community. That it's good news. That's what the gospel means. That's what gospel means. It means good news. It's good news. It's news that the world needs. That this is happening right here in this space and online, that people can come together for inspiration, for reflection on what the deepest questions of life may be, for care and compassion and community building amongst ourselves, all in the context of social justice, all in the context of this vision for the kingdom of God. We should all be evangelical about that. We should all be able to tell our friends, hey, if you're looking for a really great community that's doing this good work and supporting one another, you are welcome here. And then they come and they have a great Sunday experience and are welcomed with enthusiasm, and we start over again. Looking ahead, the big project that you've heard referenced is the renovation of the kitchen, and the idea that we will then invite, or we have invited, we are partnering with Ada's Cafe to provide a cafe on the church grounds, which I believe, and I think that people are really grabbing onto this vision, will help bring the community onto the church campus, both for us to engage with them, for them to see what's happening here, and for us to be a service that we provide a nexus for all kinds of people in the community to engage with one another, even as we are supporting the great mission of Ada's Cafe that hires people with disabilities and trains them. So that's the big picture project. But looking ahead is more than just a big project. What I hope that we are doing here as a church is letting 1,000 flowers bloom. I hope that things will happen in this church and ministries will happen that none of us even dreamed of at this moment, but that because of the relationships we've had, we have, because of the welcome we provide, because of our values, because of the sermons that we hear and the gospel that is proclaimed, we get inspired, maybe one person or two people or three people, to do something new and start a new work. People for Palestine is a great example of that, a new thing that emerged because of a passion that grew up based on, inspired by what happens here on Sunday morning and in this community. So letting 1,000 flowers bloom, but I also just will share a few things that I think we need to work on as a community moving ahead. One is to continue to strengthen our community outreach. What we're doing today by going to the East Palo Alto Cinco de Mayo Festival is a great example of that. But our vision is to be a multiracial, an anti-racist, multi-ethnic church. And to do that, we have to be very intentional about reaching out, not just to the people that are, you know, are like us, but people who may be of different communities than us, and to welcome them in. We have to go out there. And so that's an important part of the future. One vision I have that I think this hasn't caught on yet, but I'm gonna keep using the bully pulpit until somebody decides they like it, is I really believe we need a midweek meal and program. I think that having something on Sunday morning, people come, they say, well, this is an amazing community. What's another way I can get involved? And to be able to say, hey, every Wednesday night, come for a simple meal and a program is a great, easy on-ramp to deeper connections within the community. So that's one vision I would like to keep holding out for this congregation. I hope that we can continue to improve our welcome. The ushers do an amazing job at that, but we're getting more and more visitors every Sunday. And how can we keep up with that? How can we continue to welcome them and then help them integrate into the life of the church? I hope we can broaden and polish our quote advertising, so our social media and our website, and do even more in print media. We have money to do advertising. We don't have people who are saying, we want to be the ones who make all of that happen. And we don't have the staff to do that either. So that's another area of growth. And finally, volunteer coordination. So if we're going to have 1,000 flowers blooming, eventually somebody's going to do some weeding and somebody's going to build some trellises. And we'll have to have a little bit of structure to help all of that work and grow better. So that's some of my hopes for the future and where I think we need to be emphasizing. Knowing that, you know, none of those you'll notice say are social justice exactly, because I believe that's part of the DNA of this congregation. I don't think we need to be better social justice people. I think we need to be a better church, and the social justice will emerge out of that because of who we are. That's all I have. Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening to sermons from First Presbyterian Church, Palo Alto, located at 1140 Cowper Street in Palo Alto, California. If you'd like to worship with us, we gather Sundays at 10 a.m., both in person and online. And you can find more information about our congregation, worship, and ministries at fpcpaloalto.org. We hope to see you soon.